In his second Angelus address from his summer villa in Castel Gandolfo Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI once again spoke about holiday time, reminding the thousands of pilgrims who packed the courtyard and square outside the palace to give pride of place to the Word of God and not their daily tasks. Many of the pilgrims who made their way to the Abano hilltop village were from Spain, Latin America, and Poland. They had waited patiently beneath a burning sun for the Pope to appear at the balcony of the palace. At midday, the white curtains were drawn and Pope Benedict was greeted with jubilant cries and deafening applause.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, siamo ormai nel cuore dell'estate, almeno nell'emisfero boreale.
We are now in the heart of summer, he told them, at least in the northern hemisphere, when schools are closed and activities wind down and most people are on holidays. So, he said, it is a favourable moment to give first place to what is actually most important in life, listening to the Word of God.
In today's Gospel, we are reminded of the need to rest from our daily labours, so that we may give time to the one thing that is truly necessary in our lives, listening to the Word of God in attentive stillness.
In Sunday's Gospel, the acclaimed episode of Christ's visit to the house of Martha and Mary, narrated by St. Luke, the Pope said it is Mary, not Martha, who chose the better part. Pope Benedict went on to say that in response to Martha's complaints, Christ's words are clear. Without showing any contempt for active life, Jesus sharply reminds us that the only thing that we really need is to listen to the word of the Lord. He says everything else will pass and will be taken from us, but the word of God is eternal and gives meaning to our daily activities. Without love, even the most important activities lose their value and give no joy. Without a deeper meaning, everything boils down to a sterile and untidy activism.
At this time, when many of you are on holiday, I pray that you and loved ones may be truly refreshed in body and spirit, so that you may return with renewed vigor to the responsibilities of your daily lives. May God bless you all.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.